if you've been following our podcast for a while, the team, you know, Roto doesn't really do headers all that often. I mean, these things are rarer than ice cream machine working at McDonald's level rare. So.
Welcome, Sacramento soccer fans, to the State of the Republic podcast. I'm your host, Luis, and in today's episode, we have a few things to talk about. In addition, of course, goals of gratitude as usual. We have some kit gossip here that Sharon will talk to us about, especially the jersey that they were wearing yesterday. Also, of course, we're going to be talking about yesterday's game, 2-1 win against Monterey Bay, and what was the last preseason game before season starts next Saturday in the home opener against Orange County, which we'll also be talking a little bit more about. Of course, also briefing on the Meet the Team event and how we thought that went. And of course, with the new season, Podcast Winter Dinner 2024 will officially begin. And we will see if Sharon makes a run for the second consecutive year to continue to keep that trophy. Or who knows, maybe it might make its way over to Arizona and we'll each be able to say we have a trophy. So we'll see what happens there. And of course, little announcement that will be really awesome for all of our listeners at the end of the show, so you guys could stick around, because we have an exciting announcement for everyone, especially for the season, attending the games and all that. So let's go ahead and get started. Sharon, Jared, as usual, first let's go over to, is it Tucson, Jared, or are you back at home, or are you still at Tucson? How's it going?
Well, I am still in Tucson. I was down here with the family, taking in the day and seeing the special little visitor. Or I'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. But it's doing pretty good. You know, good weather. I know it's been stormy over there in California. Hopefully, y'all stay dry and not get sick. But you know, we're just less than a week away from the season finally starting again. But I cannot wait to talk about this past Saturday's game, as well as a couple other things as well. Shannon, how's things in Elk Grove?
Just sloggy. I mean, soggy. Soggy and sloggy. Kept thinking that we were going to get more breaks today, but, you know, hey, whatever. And it always turns out that when the parental unit, 93-year-old parental unit, my mom comes to visit it, you know, she was like trying to time coming over to my house in between thunderstorms or rainstorms. And right when she got here, it started to rain, which basically means that when she left, it was raining. So that causes me to worry, you know, hoping that she gets home. It's only a 5-minute drive, but, you know, hoping she gets home okay. But you know what? Otherwise, everything is beautiful. We need this weather. We need the snow in the mountains. You know, we don't have to belabor that because everybody who's listening knows all of that, since we're all budding meteorologists. Luis?
Yeah, no. I mean, I've seen the videos already that people have shared, and it's crazy blizzard out there. So stay safe, everyone, especially if you live close to those areas.
Yeah, Luis, in Modesto, it's crazy blizzard there, you know, that flatland, man. Just don't go outside.
I wish we had some snow here. Oh, that would be great for the first week, and then I'm sure I'd get tired of it. But yeah, no, it's going great. Really happy that we got the win yesterday, that everything went well. Cruz Azul also won yesterday. I mean, yeah, it was an awesome day in the world of soccer. And, you know, I'm really excited for the new season. I mean, we're going to be talking a little bit more about yesterday, so I'll just leave it at that. So let's go ahead and get right to Goals of Gratitude, Sharon.
Hey, everybody. It's time for Goals of Gratitude, where we take a minute and sound off our gratitude for something that's happened in our lives or something about soccer. It's an open field. Goals of Gratitude. Here we go. Hey, so I'm just going to jump in. I got to start off right off the top of the bat with Connor Sutton for, you know, being the person that he was yesterday and the humor that he injected in during the wholesale subbing of Monterey's squad. These guys for that guy, those guys, because they were just like, I think they subbed the whole entire field pitch. They may have subbed a keeper too, but that was, gotta hand it to Connor for keeping the humor going. Also got a big shout out, not only to the team in the front office for, you know, putting on what felt like kind of, it didn't feel last minute-y, but we weren't getting like big notifications, but to show up yesterday and that everything ran really well. You know, the game, the match ran well. We had Chandos in the VIP section. So it was like, great. You know, I know they didn't get a chance to torch and melt the seats. And I know they're going to do that before the game on the 9th. So yes, everybody saw me with like this stuff all over my backside. Louis, stop laughing. You saw it where my seat literally rubbed off on my jacket. So I was running around with this giant white patch of, I don't know. Everybody was like, what's on her butt? Jared, you're shaking your head. But they did such a good job on all fronts. They have 3 food trucks there. They announced them in the emails that they sent us and they posted that online. So we all knew, you know, what food we could get or what we could get there. They had the meet the team. It's just like it actually really ran well for preseason friendly. The pitch looked great. You know, got to hand it to Tony for getting that pitch looking ship shape. You know, I just got to hand it to him. It was great. And in our chat group, got to hand it to everybody who is in our group for all the comments and all the wonderful, you know, messaging back and forth and the speculation. It's so much fun to have this group and the humor that we always end up with. A special shout out to Chris McAnich. She made all of us girls these little headbands that have like a bow off to the side and they all, it was soccer specific. It was like little black and white soccer balls all over the headband. And yes, Alicia will be getting one, Luis. I'm picking that up on Tuesday. That was the one thing. I thought I had an extra one for her, but I didn't. So apologies yesterday for not getting one to her. But even my sister's going to wear one. So real big shout out to that. And I think I'm done. I would love to shout out a few more things, but you know what? There's so many things to be grateful for. So Jared, what about you?
All right. Well, first of all, I do want to give a big colossal gratitude to the grounds crew for that beautiful pitch that I've saw pictures of left and right. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen Heart Health Park grass look that beautiful from the start. Now, of course, with a new live music venue on the other side of Cal Expo, hopefully it'll keep that pitch from looking as bad as it's gotten. So let's definitely keep it tidy over there. You know, great work out there on the grass. You know, also glasses of gratitude once again to the chat group as well. You know, just keeping everybody up to date, especially since the preseason match was neither streamed nor televised. So always good to keep up that way. Off the pitch, I got to give a glasses of gratitude to a recruiter firm that reached out to me earlier in the month, and I finally got to start a new temporary job. You know, it's a good job. It's away from the phone, so that's a plus for me. And right in the middle of downtown, so not even a little over an hour commute. So this works out brilliantly. I'm also lots of gratitude going out to the Indy 11 shop who was able to get a special order that will be discussed later in the episode in a very timely manner. As the light goes out here in Tucson.
I thought you were in Georgia when the lights go out in Georgia. Never mind.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Well, it certainly seems timing, you know, perfect timing on that for that.
We can still hear you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to. There we go. Yeah, for those that are not able to see, I'm actually recording from a garage here in the tiny house here in Tucson. So I kind of have to wave my hands about in order to get seen. So apologies for the long delay. I'm sure Luis will cut some of that out here.
We got to leave the waving your hands around to get the... It's kind of like when you're in the bathroom stalled too long in a restroom at work and they're on timers.
Yeah. Sadly, I've been in some of those.
Same. So,
yeah. And also, big lots of gratitude to Phoenix Rising FC. I thought I had lost all sorts of meme material last year with them moving into Phoenix, but with their recent kit reveal, which I'll go into detail a little bit later on, I've got plenty of material now. So I'm definitely grateful for that. Luis, what do you have?
Well, I'm going to start by giving another colossal of gratitude. I know she's been featured in a few of them here as of recently, but my girlfriend, Alicia, again, for those season tickets, yesterday was the first time that we got to experience RVU from section 105, and they're not just amazing tickets, they're like the perfect tickets, because Sharon is literally two rows in front of me. Like, literally, like, she could turn around and she'll see me right there. She doesn't have to, like, twist her neck to see me on the other side of 105. So, just big loss of gratitude to my girlfriend, because that was really amazing where the seats are at. And so, cool stuff there. Also, another one goes out to a player from Monterey Bay, Rafael Baca. He actually used to play for Cruz Azul, played for us for a really long time, about, like, 10 years or so. And he was one of those guys who always gave it his all anytime he was on the pitch. And he was really nice enough to give me an autograph after the game, chat for just a quick minute or two. And so it's really awesome when you're able to get that from a player, especially after a loss. I know it was just a friendly game, but still, it's not easy. It's just like that one time when we beat San Diego Loyal and Landon was still giving autographs out. I mean, that's hats off to people like that who are still grateful to give you an autograph knowing that you're there for that. Also to the team for a well-coordinated Meet the Team event. I thought it was good. I mean, we'll talk a little bit more about it here shortly, but overall, all the guys are really friendly. For anyone who just met the players, like my girlfriend, who was just me and them for the first time, I thought they left a really good impression, because everyone, every single person down to the coaches, I mean, hats off to them. Everyone was having a smile. I know we had just won, but still, it's nice when everyone is friendly with you and, you know, appreciates you being there as well. And then one more goes out to Walter and his wife, which apologies for not remembering her name, for being supporters of the podcast. My girlfriend and I were recording a video, and then as we were walking, Walter was in a seat with his wife, and he like turns around. He's like, "Hey, do you do a podcast?" Because again, apparently people hear my voice and people know you're at the stadium. You're here now. You're like, "Wait, I've heard that somewhere." So just major colossal gratitude out to him and just to all the people that talk to us when we're at the stadium. You know, we see the numbers go up. It's crazy. I mean, we've been seeing an increase in listeners over the past like month or two. And so it's nice to know who some of you are, because again, we don't know who you are. You're just a number. It's nice when the number becomes a person and, you know, you become a part of our really awesome community that we have going on since we started this podcast, which actually is going to turn 4 years old this year. We were just talking about it with Sharon at the game. And yeah, it's been a while, but we really appreciate everyone for listening. And again, if you see us out there, just let us know. If you want to meet us, I mean, come to 105 and Sharon and I, that'll be our home. We're at a game. So that's all we got.
Excellent. Hey, you know, Luis, you mentioned, you know, the queue, the, you know, going through the players. And I know we're going to talk about it in a second. But I know we held things up because we just are that way. I didn't realize how badly we held up the line, but apparently we did. But we did not get in trouble at all. As a matter of fact, people were very kind to us, especially Amy Hanrahan. She's the lead for the red shirts, you know, those folks. She was incredible to us. I think she's a real, you know, we're going to miss Jessica Link. There were, you know, there's reasons behind everything. No ill will toward the club. Loves Jessica Link. They, you know, they would love her. They would love her there. But Amy is, she stepped right into the role of that, and she's going to do a great job and really appreciate her. Plus, she listens to every freaking podcast, and I love that about her. She is super supportive of soccer in general, sports in general. And it's so cool to have somebody like that in our world, period. You know, just super positive person. So, yep.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that too. And just again, we appreciate everyone who talks to us while we're at games and all that. All right, Sharon. Well, there is some kit gossip that you wanted to talk about here. And I'm going to share my screen with you guys so you guys here on the show could see what we have going on here, what the design is, in case Jared didn't see it.
Oh, no, Jared saw it. So
it saw it? Okay.
Yeah, Jared saw what I posted. As a matter of fact, I think he hearted it like a million times. Heart, like, you know, when you hit the, yes, I like that. And a lot of people say, okay, so let me back up 2 seconds. When they're in preseason and when they're in training games, they are not allowed to wear the official USL jersey, you know, their official game jersey. That's not allowed. No numbers on the back, no names on the back, kind of a thing. You can have a number on the shorts, kind of, sort of. Or if you're training top, sometimes on the front chest, they'll have their numbers so that they know which shirt to pull out of the laundry and assign it to a player. Anyhow, so they have a couple options for what they wear for training. They have a warm-up top that they will wear when they do warm-ups prior to the game itself. And then they have training kit, like that they wear on weekdays when they're training at CRC. So that is the color they wore during the match. They wore just a solid red shirt, you know, essentially a training top. But their warm-up tops were killer freaking good. Their warm-up tops, pre-game warm-up tops, are beautiful. And I want one so bad. I posted it. I reposted it on our State of the Republic Instagram page with a poll. Would you buy this shirt? I heard from so many people. They love this warm-up top. The design is something. It's a takeoff of the diagonal slash of the two colors. But for some reason, just having the checkerboard pattern, you know, and the triangle patterns, it popped. I loved it. Mm-hmm. The minute I saw it, I just stopped and I went, oh my goodness. The second I saw it, I wanted to buy one. And I wanted to talk to their equipment manager or their, you know, the team admin or even the coach. It's like, I would probably wear an XL in that because, you know, the players that wear them, they're very fit. I'm not. And I like things a little looser. So if anybody's listening to this from the team and you happen to run across an XL warm-up top, this girl wants one. So anyhow, that being said, you know, they were not wearing the official game jerseys yesterday during the game. They're just wearing, their training tops that they wear at CRC. But then there's something else. We can continue talking about, you know, the shirts that they wore yesterday. But Jared's going to walk us through some other kit gossip. So tell us what you think first about the tops that they wore. So what you're seeing there during the game is just the tops that they wear when they're training at CRC. So it's just a plain red shirt with a number in the chest. But then the warm-up kits, sheesh. Oh, those things. Jared?
Yeah, I love how this warm-up kit is designed. I mean, you have the randomness of the design. You have them smaller size, larger size, you know, the icons. In fact, I'll even say some of the smaller blocks kind of reminded me of something out of either Super Mario Brothers or Tetris, you know, the blocky design. It definitely gave 8-bit vibes on that, and I loved it. I mean, comparing that to the actual home kit, which is just basically one line across, I would get these in a heartbeat if they have, especially in a 3X, which, by the way, I did get the new away kit in a 3X. That thing is like a cloud. It is just spacious, just comfortable. I mean, just like Hummel does it last year. But I would definitely love to have these warm-up kits as the home kit instead. I mean, it's just, it just grabs you, you know, like that, the design.
They're gorgeous. They're gorgeous. Oh, and right now, you guys, we're looking at Connor Donovan, who's extremely fit. So thank you so much, Luis Urbano, for putting Connor Donovan's large body on the screen for us to look at. And for anybody who's listening to the podcast, just go to the Sac Republic FC webpage. And they actually did a little exhibition of the, you know, warm-up tops, which is apparently going to get us all freaking juiced up. And will they please sell them? And will I will put something on the back. Connor Donovan, if you want me to put your number and your name on the back, fine. You know, but, you know, we'll have a little Rochambeau as to who's going to go on the back of mine. Probably, you know, Carlton Cole, who knows, whatever. He was a number 12.
And I will have to add on that in one of the postings for Sac Republic social media, I believe that IG, someone had stated that they had seen the, not these warm-up kits, but the ones that they were actually playing in on Saturday and thought it was underwhelming. Yeah, I have to admit, I did have a little bit of snark and I said, it's preseason, But then I thought, wait a second. You know, not everybody realizes why they have the warm-up kits, the preseason kits. So I had to walk it back, and I explained, well, during preseason scrimmages, everything like that, they may not necessarily wear the official kit. So they have like a separate kit. Like it could just be plain red or white or anything like that. Just like Sharon had explained earlier that they're not allowed to wear the actual kit during preseason. So, you know, I kind of apologized, you know, took it back and just kind of gave an explanation because not everybody's going to realize that difference. And I forgot about that difference. So, you know, I do want to give my apologies if it sounded a bit snarky. So, but nonetheless, we need these warm-up kits. I mean, the home kits, those should be the new warm-ups. Make these warm-ups the new home kits. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm with you too. Yeah, they need to do that. There's more design to the warm-up kit than the home kit. And that says a lot. So a petition to a team, we might even start something on, what is that petition website where you could actually start something?
Yeah, change.org. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and see how many people agree, right?
So in the 30 minutes that our post has been online, we've already had 100% of, well, I should say a bunch. There have been at least everybody who's done the poll or, you know, done the slidey, they all want. Yeah, I'm not going to name names, but they would buy this. They would buy this. So right there, you know, the club could make some freaking money. Put those out there online.
Oh, yeah. They should, right? I mean, there's other Hummel products that they have. So why not put this one? And in the past, they've done that, right? I mean, they've done the warm-up kits as an option. So it might be on its way. I feel like there's got to be something there. Especially they're seeing the demand, right? Like, no brainer, go start to order them if you don't have them yet. But yeah, so that was that. Glad we clarified the situation there with the jerseys. Of course, next Saturday, we will see one of the two. More than likely, of course, the home jersey out on display, as much as I'm not a fan of the home jersey. And I got the away jersey myself already, but it's looking like it'll probably be the home jersey next week.
Hey. So Jared's not done talking about kits.
For those of us that joined us on the podcast here the past couple of weeks, may have heard me make mention about a particular alternate kit from Indy 11, particularly one that has been nicknamed the corncob kit. So I just decided to have a look just to see if there was still kits available, any accessories that go with it, anything like that, and found that there was one. So I got one ordered, and I had Louisa present Sharon with said corn cob kit.
Why did this happen?
One, because I figured I owe it to you with this awesome as you helped me out, so why not?
And then the real reason was because I was lamenting over how plain our own kits were and that I would wear any silly, fun design kit, including that kit. I was not expecting to get that particular corn cob kit. And the next thing I know, here it is. It's you've been given to me yesterday. And so now I have the corn cob kit. And connections, one of Roro's initial teammates, Nemanja Vukovic from the season 1 and 2, was coaching at Indy 11. I think he played and then coached there. He stayed in Indy 11 for a while. He's not there anymore. But I went and I took that damn corn cob kit and I made Roro put an autograph on it. No, I didn't make him do it. I asked him to autograph it because it was one of his teammates' former clubs. So anyhow, I have a Roro autograph on a corn cob kit that I shall wear someday when we're having fun.
I mean, I'm sure Roro likes elote, so he was probably like, yeah, I'll sign that one too. But I think that also in the last episode, you mentioned something about the corn cob kit, Sharon, and I'll actually play it right here.
I would wear that corn cob kit. I swear to you, I would identify. If I lived in Indiana, I would so wear a corn cob kit.
So I think that's the reason why the jersey came really quick. I mean, we just recorded. We're like,
I just, Social media sucks, you know? When you get busted, social media freaking sucks. But thank you, Luis. Thank you, Jared. Love to you both.
You're welcome. And at least this way, we made sure you had dry clothing after the match. So think of it that way.
Yeah.
You know, I also forgot a glossary gratitude out to Jared, because in addition to getting the corn cob kit for me to give to Sharon, he also included a summer scarf from Indy as well for me. So thank you, Jared. It's awesome to have the summer scarves as well, because we know that when summer hits here, it hits. So it's nice to have more than just the podcast scarf, and I think maybe like a few TBB and maybe one Sac Republic summer scarf.
You guys, yeah. Is Indy 11 coming our way? And thank you, Jared. If they're coming our way, we could pretend that our name is William Lamb, and Luis, you can bring the summer scarf. Jared, you're stifling a guffaw. I can hear it. And I will wear the corncob kit with a Sac Republic scarf, of course. So we can embrace our inner William Lamb, because even yesterday, one of the players, I think it was Lee, said, you know, where is he? And then made reference to the fact that, and I love William for this, he will, depending on who's winning the game, that's the scarf or that's the jersey. He's an amazing soccer fan. Loves every team equally. Anyhow. Oh, it's an away game. That means I have to travel.
Ugh. Yeah. And it's got to happen this month too, on the 23rd.
Oh, it's this month. Oh, no, I'm busy that day.
Start getting the tickets. Oh.
Oh, you know what though? I heard rumor that we're going to be, oh my gosh, this is going to be so fun. I think they're going to be having the games televised at 32 Brews down at the casino, which is just down the road from me. I could bike to it if it was daylight savings time or, you know, light later.
Well, the time's changing this Sunday.
Next Sunday. This upcoming weekend. Yeah. March 9th and 10th, the time will be changing.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. So maybe by March 23rd, the game is early arc time. Maybe I'll bike to the casino and watch the game wearing my corncob kit.
Oh, there we go. Pre-birthday win.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, you should be able to. The game starts at 4. Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the time it's over, yeah, they'll still have sun.
I could even take my mom to this game. Okay. So, because it's really close by. And if they're doing those sorts of things with 32 Brews, that's another gloss of gratitude. You know, Dustin Vicari and his gang, thank you for getting a local casino that's close by as this casino sponsor. Appreciate that. Okay. Moving on. We've got one kit discussion, our own. We've got the corncob kit discussion. And now we get to hear about the Phoenix, LA, what's it called? LA Rising?
LAFC Rising.
Okay.
So this past Friday, Phoenix Rising FC, of course, having just won their first USL championship this last season, decided they wanted to go gold. Unfortunately, they decided to do it on the black jersey. And looking at some of the pictures of that jersey alone, brought up or conjured images, yes, to stay the same league, Louisville City. But let's be honest, it looks like it borrowed about 20 or 40 pages of homework from LAFC. And let me put it to you this way. Arizonans, not all of them, but a good chunk of Arizonans, basically aren't too fond of Californians because of the fact that, oh, they're moving in, they're raising rent, they're raising prices, this, that, and, oh, they can't drive, everything like that. But it just seems kind of odd that they want to copy a Los Angeles-based football club with their look. And, of course, you know me. I am the resident meme god. I had to put a twist on their logo, basically taking the Phoenix Rising FC Firebird, adding on a canvas In-N-Out bag from In-N-Out Burgers, and retitling the team LAFC Rising. And then also there was a reel that I had made that was titled something like, from Phoenix Rising FC's Homework and Nothing Else file folder, which basically showed a woman taking an In-N-Out burger and scooping some chili from Tommy's Burgers in LA. So if you notice a few stab holes or bullet wounds next time I'm in Sacramento, that's going to explain it. So That is if I'm not buried underneath the Phoenix Rising Stadium by this time in a few weeks. So we'll see.
Oh, my God. Just make sure you have cell reception so you can call somebody and we can come get you. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, all else fails, I'll just hop on top of the light rail to avoid the angry mobs.
Jaren, I thought you were going to say so he could still be on the podcast.
Again, can use Zoom. Yeah, you don't want to miss a podcast, even if you're buried under the Phoenix.
Yeah, Rising. No, you got, yeah. Quick side note, I just want to mention this since you brought up LAFC, and I don't know if you guys have been seeing what happened yesterday, but they played against Real Salt Lake in a freaking blizzard. If I was an LAFC fan, which in MLS, yeah, they're one of my favorite teams out of the bunch, but if that was Sac Republic in those conditions, I would be so pissed off because they ended up losing 3-0. But I don't know what was going on through Don Garber's minds or everyone else in MLS to allow a game like that to move forward. It was just an embarrassment because it was like bad. It wasn't even just like playing in the snow. It was like full on blizzard hitting at you kind of situation. Like it was bad. Well, I think it even makes it look bad as a country in the world of soccer. But yeah.
Boo freaking who? Look at Europe. Look at some of these other countries. They play in blizzards. They play in rain and everything like that. And then this LAFC coach says, it was an embarrassment to be forced to play this. Meanwhile, look at Republic FC fans sitting in a hot box stadium during fire season.
Well, yeah, now. I mean, that was bad too. Yeah, and I think, when that happened here on the podcast, right? I mean, what was this, like 3 years ago, 4 years ago? We actually criticized that, right? When they still moved forward. I think, Sharon, you were at that game. I didn't go just because I was like, yeah, I'm not even going to risk it. But yeah, I mean, it's bad enough like that. Yeah.
It was during COVID. So if you wore a mask, you weren't considered weird.
No, actually, I think it was before. No, I don't think it was like a year before.
It was 21.
When we got
the... Yeah, that's what I was saying. 21. 21.
21. We wore the masks. We still wore masks to games because it was still COVID fresh. So if you wore a mask at the game, you weren't considered weird, which basically helped you with the smoke inhalation. But the players couldn't wear it. So listen, remember the Costa Rica U.S. versus the U.S. men's national team game that was a qualifier for, oh gosh, I don't know if it was a CONCACAF qualifier for the World Cup or just what. But they played in a freaking blizzard. And the Costa Rican coach was all, it was up, was it in Minnesota or Colorado? I forget where that game
Minnesota.
Was. Minnesota. Yeah. And it was the same thing. They brought out either the yellow ball or the orange ball. Same thing. And the coach was all ticked off. And it's kind of like, well, I mean, that's the state of stadiums here in the United States. Not every stadium has a cover. You know, we're not Las Vegas or whatever. They have covers over their stadium, right? For the Heat, right? The big stadium.
Well, also that same year, there was another similar game up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada as well. Because I remember that they, you know, did the whole, like throwing the drinks in the air and it either freezing or just going into a mist. Oh, frozen. Yep. So, I mean, LAFC, get over it.
You know,
I should never say the team because at least the supporter group, they said in any weather. And then I had a tweet that says, LAFC's coach says, however, beat.
Yeah. So on that note, Luis Urbano, it was a very interesting post. It was very interesting social media. It was a very interesting game, I'm sure, for those who were able to weather it and watch it. But some of the photos that came are going to be the absolute best photos ever. You know, like guys with big hair that's all white and frozen, you know, or, you know, the tromping of the snow up in the least trampled parts of the field. You had to like step and smoosh the snow down to be able to get to the ball that was probably skidding kind of on top of the snow. But if anybody's ever played ball in the snow, you know that the ball rolls kind of funny in snow if it rolls at all. So, you know, they figured it out. Obviously, Real Salt Lake figured it out a little better.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't imagine, especially after like going to the snow last week. Like, I can't imagine playing in it too, you know, because you risk injuries. I mean, in addition to like the conditions and all that. So I don't know. I myself.
A frostbite. Dude, what's frostbite on your toes? Come on.
Yeah. So, you know, it's, I think just for that, but I just thought it was really, I don't know, Jared. I'm kind of on the LAFC coach side on this one too, because they could have called it off. When it rains, they sometimes call off games, right?
Only if the field is deemed unplayable or if there's lightning.
Which they did slightly change the kickoff time for that game a little bit, like maybe a couple hours, because there was lightning. So I will give them that, because I too have my own lightning flashbacks from last year in Pasadena. So so that I get.
Oh, yeah. And then also the Tucson against Fuego moment, right?
They just let it rain. They just let that rain and decided, well, you know, let's just go ahead and get it going at 10 p.m. It stopped raining and got it done by midnight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was an interesting match, but different league, right? And costs and all that. I mean, you can't really postpone things as much, but yeah. So that was that. Just a little quick side note for all those of you. And for those of you who missed it, just go look at the replays and you'll see what I'm talking about. You could see the blizzard. I think that's probably the most I've ever seen it snow in a game here in the U.S., at least. But speaking of games, we had a game yesterday. Again, we won 2-1. Sharon and I were there in attendance. Jared and anyone else who wasn't able to go, you're able to see the replays, because the team actually was taking some video, but it wasn't broadcasted. The stadium big screen wasn't even on, which I thought was kind of weird that they wouldn't even have the score on there. But yeah, I'm glad that at least they had their photographers taking some video, as they have in the past as well. So, Sharon, being at the stadium, let's talk about that first goal scored by, you know, the man, the myth, the legend, Roro, in an unusual fashion for Roro, right?
Yeah, I know. He had major hops over a defender that was like a foot taller than him. Well, I don't know if he was a foot taller, but he was, you know, a bit taller. And Roro hop, he had hops. And of course, Jack Gurr is going to serve it up on a sixpence. He would say sixpence. I would say dime. So, you know, it was beautiful. It came across from the left side. I think, was it Rafa or was it Dami that initially put it across, or Chibi? I forget who it was on the far side that.
I think Dami. I think that's a three. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyhow, it was put across to the right side of the goal mouth, and Jack was there waiting for it. It was almost like they had written it down as a play that they were going to run, because it was executed that flawlessly. And, you know, Roro knew exactly where to, you know, what trailing run he needed to make sure that went in. Now, if you notice, we also framed the box. We weren't just waiting for things to happen. We had guys in every one of the spots that you're supposed to have. We had far post, we had near post, we had a runner coming in late. So we had all the positions covered, thank goodness. And boom, there you have it. We've got a goal, and it was the captain that scored our first preseason friendly goal that we could see. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reason why we say this is just so, you know, odd as far as this kind of goal. This was a Roro header. Now, if you've been following, you know, our podcast for a while, the team, you know, Roro doesn't really do headers all that often. I mean, these things are rarer than ice cream machine working at McDonald's level rare. So to see him not only get a header, but actually go into the net as well, I mean, that's a unicorn right there. You know, that is a unicorn right there. In fact, I posted onto my social media with a little disclaimer. So, Luis, get that buzzer ready. Mm-hmm. Now, on Twitter, I actually posted the video with the remark of, is that a f***ing Roro header?
I thought it was mother...
Oh, yeah. Ooh, the beeps are... Like... You guys are going to be going beep, beep.
It was like that all over the place. But on IG, I did make it a little family friendly, because it ended up being shared by Roro himself. I used the term, is that a Zach Wilsoning Roro header? And some context behind that. I'm a New York Jets fan. Zach is, well, for now anyway, the New York Jets quarterback. But of course, he's been given the okay to talk for trades. His thing is, a couple of years ago, he got into a little bit of a kerfuffle because apparently he was kind of going after one of his friend's mothers. So for those of us in Maricopa County, we call them an affinity for Scottsdale Cougars, to, if you will. Some may call it yummy mummies, others may call it MILF, so you get the general idea. So rather than saying, is that a motherfucking Roro header, on IG I put it, is that a Zach Wilsoning Roro header? And, you know, it was family friendly enough that Roro actually shared it on his IG stories. So, yeah, that just tells you this is not your everyday goal from Roro. So, and let's get apologies if you've got little ones around the podcast. But then again, you should know better knowing us by now.
Knowing us by now. Definitely knowing us by now. Yes.
Well, that's why there's an annex to this episode, y'all. So, so these are, there's that. They won't all be E's, but you know, every now and then, yeah, you'll have those.
Yeah, good luck with your little beeper. It's like I see a little guy with a little green hat, like an accountant. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, this is no video game. This is no video game. The E logo here does not mean for everybody.
All right, well, you guys, I'm gonna have a hard time deciding what gets played in the intro, but you guys are giving me plenty of good ones, so I'll figure it out. But it was really awesome to see Roro get his first goal, because you guys remember last season he went through those injuries, and that last game against Phoenix, it was tough for him, right? I mean, it was just so tough seeing him out on the pitch and seeing that he wanted to give it his all, but it just wasn't happening. And so to see him come back to a game that's open to the public and be the one to get that first goal, I was so happy for him. I mean, it sucks it didn't happen in the first game of the season. It could maybe happen, right, next week, but I don't care if it's a friendly, whatever. We saw a goal when we came back to the pitch. Thank you, Roro. Really happy to see you score. It doesn't matter how you score it, but to see you score it in a usual way, even better. It just shows that he's there. He's given this 110%. And so.
Yeah. And the second goal. Well, okay. So there were a lot of subs made. You know, thank goodness Mark was able to give a lot of guys some minutes. You know, one thing to note, Arnold Lopez was not in the lineup. And, you know, there's speculation that he's, you know, we think birth of his baby. You know, I know his wife was like extremely pregnant in January, and that's when she had her bridal shower. So if Arnold's taking time away, that's fine. That was one person we missed in the lineup yesterday. And then in Monterey's lineup, Luther is dealing with a little niggly injury. So he's going to be out, but hopefully he'll start back up soon. But we all got a chance to see him. And of course I was, you know, whenever you see Luther and you can just soak a Luther experience up in you, just being near him is like being near light and energy and positivity. The man is unbelievable. Just absolutely feed off of that energy. But our second goal, once we made some subs, our second goal was just as wonderful as the first, because for the birthday boy, Chibi, he did a little tap in of a ball that was played across the face of the goal. And, you know, it was none other than our captain that laid it across perfectly. Missed by our first guy, but I think that was fortuitous that the front runner, I think it was that Trevor, I can't tell who that is. But the good news was, is Chibi was perfect. The ball fell right to him and boop, tapped it right in. There was, we just, it was wonderful to see him get a goal on his birthday. And he's just a kid. How does that feel, you know?
Especially on your birthday, yeah.
And you know the goal is good when you see the opposing goalkeeper start doing the DX chop in anger. Yeah, I mean, if you've seen the social media replay of it, you can see the goalkeeper just get his Triple H on and start you know, chopping and whatnot, throwing a little bit of a temper tantrum. Not quite Jordan Farr level, but enough to get the point across, but still, you know, birthday goals are the best the goals around. And once again, happy birthday, Chibi. You know, you put the icing on the cake on that one.
It was fabulous. Now, another player that we even got to see, and Jared, you'll have to remind us what his name was. I believe he was a trialist. He wasn't like anybody that's listed, so we couldn't figure out initially who he was. But I think Jared did a little research on that, and we were able to see him come on and play. Stout kind of a player. You know, he's got some thickness to his body, and he looks like he has a little pace on top of that.
Yes, that is going to be Ozzie Ramos, who is trialing by way of Ford Madison. So that's been a name I've heard here and there in some of the lower leagues, I believe. USL League One, if I'm not mistaken. So apparently he's not with the team at the moment, but he last played with Ford Madison. So it's going to be interesting how he turns out, whether he's going to continue on with Republic FC or if there may be other teams with interest in him. So, yeah, okay. this is a positive thing.
This is hilarious, but Luis Urbano, I think he's raving in the background because he's like raising his hands above his head and he's pointing and he's raising his hands above the head and he's having a good time. Is there rave music going on back there at the Urbano household?
So actually, both, right? I am actually raving over that, what I just heard right now, but I was raising my hand too because I want to give a comment on this. And I actually wasn't aware that that's who he was. But guys, I actually know Ozzie Ramos. I actually interviewed him on the Tool Night and Journey podcast, and he actually is from Ceres. He's a local here from Ceres, literally a neighboring town from Modesto. But yeah, he played for Fuego, right? Former teammate of Billion.
That's right.
Then went to Ford Madison, and yeah, this is news to me. I didn't know that was him on the pitch too. And now it all makes sense why he actually liked the post that I did earlier about the game. I thought he was just liking just because he supports all things soccer, but yeah, that is really awesome. I really hope he stays with the team. He's a really awesome guy, y'all. And if you guys want to listen to the interview that I did with him where he talks about his beginnings in the sport and just how it's been like in his career so far, go again, search for the 209 Journey wherever you're listening to this podcast, and then you'll find him in one of the interviews there. In fact, his interview is actually one of the most listened to interviews on that podcast. So it's a great listen. Go check it out. You'll learn more about him. But yeah, it's really awesome that he's there trialing with the team. And I have no doubt that he has a really good chance of staying with the team. And I know Coach might not be listening to this right now, but if anyone on the team is, please let the man actually join the team because he would be a great addition to the squad. So yeah, thanks for mentioning, Jared, because this is news to me and I'm sure to a lot of people listening too, since we weren't aware of that. So I'm glad he's moving up and, leaving League One to potentially be in Championship.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of surprised to hear that. And I believe we've got another local source that I believe had seen that from first. So, definitely appreciate that. I want to say I might have first heard it from our friend Rian as well, at least through Discord. So I'll have to double check on that. But I believe that's who I first heard it from. So that's definitely great news.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, again, yeah, congratulations to Chibi on his first goal, birthday goal. I mean, what better day can you ask for, right? It's your birthday. You score a goal. He had literally just been on the pitch for like a minute or two. Like, how awesome is that? So great to see him get the goal. And hopefully he gets a lot more in the season. He gets more opportunities, of course, as well to play this season. Well, after the game, again, we had the Meet the Team event go on. It was open to everyone in attendance, which attendance, it is a preseason game on a Saturday at 2 p.m. It wasn't as much as other games. I know from what I'm hearing, next Saturday, it's going to be close to, if not a sold out game. I think maybe by the time it gets to be Saturday, will be sold out, but they are very close to that point, is what I'm hearing. But Meet the Team happened, as I mentioned. Pretty well organized. They did it usually where they have the, what is it called, Sharon? Is it the Kellogg's Center or what do they call it? The Kellogg's Kid Center? I think Kellogg's is like advertising and not
is
to
it
like
Kellogg's. Which, oh, yeah. Kid Zone.
The yeah.
Kid Zone. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So they're sponsoring that. And that's the place that's over behind Section 105's entrance. So perfectly suited for a meet the team event because, you know, you're covered already for the rain. Makes it easier on the team to get everything organized. And I thought that they put everything together really quick, right? I mean, they had players who were in every table, which I thought was really neat that they had that so people knew like who the guys were around the table that they had. And then they also had posters just advertising the event there. So what were your thoughts, Sharon, going through all that?
Oh, this is amazing. I actually shot a quick video of the line, you know, people that were waiting to, you know, enter. I just thought they did a really good job. They had one person holding a sign that basically said, end of line is here. So you knew where the end of the line was and you weren't just guessing. Do you remember seeing that thing? Oh, it was perfect. It was, they had plenty of the customer service. Oh gosh, what are they called? Yeah, I guess it's customer service. The people that wear the red shirts, the ushers, mm-hmm. they had plenty of those people that all knew exactly what was going on and what was happening. It wasn't, there was not a single person on staff that could not answer a question. They all could answer the question if you had one, like, you know, where do I get a poster? They all knew the answer to that. They either handed them out early or they said, oh no, you can get one as you enter the kid zone, you know, for the players. But having that lineup of the guys, you know, boom, 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 just on tables as you went, it was pretty efficient. Yeah, I know we held up the line a wee bit because we get chatty and we know some of the players, you know, from day one. And yeah, we want to talk to them. And of course, Alicia ends up getting featured in photos, the, mm-hmm. you know, the Sac Republic.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So she gets featured. Luis gets cut off by my plastic wrapped arm. But that's okay. You know, Alicia, she's the cute one of the two of you. Luis, you are handsome, but Alicia, she's going to be featured a lot. Just, you know, count on it. Yeah. But even the jersey, your Shane Wheat jersey got featured. So that was cool. And the, you know, the players were signing everything, man. They knew exactly what they were doing. And it wasn't, you couldn't really linger like we've done in the past, you know, where they just hang out. The weather just wasn't conducive for that. But you know what? We didn't care. We were able to, everybody was able to get what they needed. Some people went ahead and left early, but the players were so congenial. They were so sweet. Imagine greeting that many people as a player, you know, and trying to not be overwhelmed. You know, some of these guys are inside, you know, they're more introverted. They're, you know, soccer brains and some of them are outgoing and gregarious. So, you know, just take your pick. Like Lee Desmond could talk your ear off, man. That dude loves people. And, you know, of course he was the one I think that asked about Will. But I was happy when I left that experience. I was bona fide. I was happy. So whatever they did it right. The chemistry was good. It was great to meet the new coaches. You know, Mark's new squad. And I even asked him, I said, do you like these guys? How are they working? And he was like raving. He loves his new coaching. You know, he got to keep Luke and Katie and, you know, his regulars, but he loves his new guys. You know, sorry to see the other ones go, but these guys are going to be just fine.
Oh, yeah. No, and shout out to his new assistant head coach, Martin Vasquez, too, because I got to chat with him a little bit more. I got to chat with him a little bit more because I think I mentioned it here before, but he was actually born where my grandparents were born. So
right.
He knows the families and all that. So that was really cool being able to talk to him and let him know that I've been following his career for a long time. I mean, way back. So yeah, no, again, yeah. Thank you for the team for doing that. And I know they only do it once a season. I know it's a bit tough to do it again throughout the season, but hopefully they get to do like a little mini version of that if they do another open training for season members. I'm really hoping they do it again and I'm able to actually attend if they actually give us a heads up more than just, you know, a few days before. But more opportunities like this too, and I'm glad that they open it to everyone, not just season members, because it's great for the players to get to talk to the people and also just for all the fans out there, right? Show them your appreciation. Doing it early on in the season. I think there was one year where they did it like towards the end of the season. And it was like, yeah, do it when people can get to know the players, right? So when they're out there, when Connor's, you know, trying to do the starting 11, they know the guys already. And they're like, hey, I spoke to them. Or like, oh, yeah, I know their last name already. So
right.
So applause for them.
So you don't always have to wait after the game and hope and pray that a player comes by so you can, you know, see them or meet them or get their autograph, you know. So this works out better. But anyhow, yeah. So, okay. So freaking A, Jared Ritt, podcast dinner winner. Yeah. That's what Luis is pulling up. I hate this part because we have to. Here comes the massive spreadsheet. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, at least you have a chance at it. I'm parlaying up in the basement again.
Well,
so
it's a fresh start.
By the way, I was bestowed. I was given so much. I mean, stuff yesterday, yesterday at the match. It's like Luis keeps pulling out. It's like one of those bottomless bags. He keeps pulling stuff out. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to give it. Here's the podcast trophy. And, you know, the damn tape dispenser. You know, and then the jersey, and then the this, and it's like, yeah, okay, my bag was full when I came, so I was trying to figure out where to stick everything. So, you know, I think I stashed the jersey in my pocket. I don't remember what I did with it, but yeah. So it was interesting. Okay, so now we're on to, thank you, Luis, for guiding us through, you know, this first part of the podcast. Now we're on to the hard part where we actually have to think.
Yeah, the part that can decide a lot of things, right? And before we actually talk and give our predictions about the Sac versus Orange County home opener game next Saturday, we got to do an entire season prediction, right? This was what we did last season. And we know at the end, right, that those 5 points could make a big difference, right? And hopefully there's no other injuries like it happened in Sharon's case where there's a guy that got injured. I think it was Roro, right, where he got injured and then we had a switch and all that.
Yeah.
We're hoping nothing happens like that so we can all have our predictions, whatnot. But let's get to it. We got there's an entire season prediction. Who's going to be the leader of yellow cards? Who's going to be the leading goal scorer? And who's going to be the assist leader? And again, they get an extra 5 bonus points if we get any of them, which again, could make a difference at the end of the season, especially if we're so close in points. So pick wisely for sure. So
can I have a backup just in case? Well, because we don't know anything. Okay, so if I was picking leader of yellows, I'm going with Arnold, the right Lopez, you know, for the yellows. But the last time we did this, you know, Luis Felipe was 1 year and then he didn't even come close. You know, like he had to not do yellow cards. I think somebody told him, you know, no more yellows for you. Otherwise you had to be benched. I don't know. They didn't say that, but that's just me making it up. So he wouldn't get a yellow card. He didn't get a yellow card, but I want to do Arnold. But the thing is, what if he's not can we have a backup? Like if something happens and they either A, leave or B, get injured, can we pick a backup for that?
Okay, yeah, we could do it. But yeah, let's go ahead and do that so we establish it ahead of time. Unlike last season where it was, you had to pick first, yeah.
Yeah, my backup is Ricketts because he picked up a yellow yesterday.
Okay, all right, let's move on. Leading goal scorer?
Our leading goal scorer this year is going to be Trevor Armand.
Ooh, okay.
I just have a feeling. And then my backup in case something happens to Trevor is Russell Ciceroni.
All right, and then assist leader.
Jack.
Okay, and what if something, hopefully not, because
nothing's going to happen to him.
Yeah, yeah, we're hoping he's healthy the whole entire ever in his career.
Right, yeah. So I got Jack, and I think we're going to have assist. Is it Roe? I'm going to put Roe.
Okay, getting us the backup for all y'all. All right, Jared. Pick your three backups.
Yellow.
All right. So for yellow, I'm going to have to go with Shane Wheat.
I know you. That's a good choice.
He did have a little bit of trouble with the cards last year, but we'll see if that changes or not. And as far as if that doesn't happen, I'm going to be.
You mean like if Shane Wheat gets injured or leaves the team?
Yeah, either one of those. I'm gonna say the backup, and I still hate to say this. I think they're gonna pick on poor Luis Felipe for yellow card. So he's my backup for yellow card.
leading goal scorer. I know Russell Cicerone. I mean, the man is hungry. I mean, he did not get the marks that he wanted to, that he was hoping for. So I say he gets in there and devours. You know, he gets some food in the stomach for that. Backup, that's going to be a good decision. Pick Roro. There.
Pick Roro. Just pick Roro. He's gonna be scoring goals.
Is what?
Him or Domi?
Well, I think with the fire he had this past Saturday, you know what? I am going to pick a Roro for my scoring leader backup.
The assist leader. But
now, that's going to get a little different. Now for that, I'm going to put Roro for my first choice for assist leader. Because I know
Kekko's not on the team. Otherwise, I won last year because of Kekko.
I know. I still miss him.
I know.
But now Roro's going to be my first choice backup. I am going to go. You know, I'm going to go with Nick Ross
forgot about Nick. Oh well.
Yeah. No, that's a good backup right there. Leader of Yellows. I know, Sharon, you said that he got to better ways, but I think he's going to go back to that. Luis Felipe for that. I think he's going to give us the old Luis Felipe with the Yellows. And then as a backup, if something were to happen there, I'm going to go with Arnold just because he was the leader last season. Then for leading goal scorer, I'm going to go with Russell. I think even though he's got a new haircut, and I think he's heard it enough, Sharon, by the way, that everyone was probably saying the same thing. He doesn't know if he's going to get the mullet, by the way, just so everyone knows. Oh, that's up in the air. I know as much as Sharon really was advocating for it, like, throughout the game when he got subbed in. So we'll see if we see the old hairstyle. If not, this might be the hairstyle that he goes with. And then as a backup, if anything happens, I'm going to go with Trevor. It seems like he's going to have a few goals this season. Assist leader, I'm going to go with Jack again because, you know, we know Jack. And then as a backup, if something were to happen, which again, hopefully nothing happens, I'm gonna go with Nick again. I think that Nick's been doing pretty good.
Okay.
So that's what I got. So we'll see what happens.
You know what new category we could have? PK leader. I know it's part of the leading goal scorer, but if we needed another category, we could put, you know, most PK convert. Well, that would they'd always put Roro in there. Never mind.
Yeah, if he's healthy, he'd be there. All right, well, let's move on to SAC versus OC. And okay, so hear me out here on this one. We're also going to have a new category introduced this season that will actually be who's going to give the first assist. More points available on the line. Again, it's just the first assist. They get the second one. Like, oh, sorry, like that's just it right there. And we won't have a backup for that one.
Have a backup.
Yeah.
Okay, what if there was no assist? It doesn't matter. If it was unassisted, then it doesn't matter. You know, okay.
Yeah, only score will have the backup, yeah.
Oh, so, this is going to be fun. We have so many good ones to pick from.
Yeah. A lot of the tube. And since I went last when we did the entire season, let's reverse the order here. I'll go first for this one. I'm going to say SAC gets the win 2-1, repetition of this last game. Another one right there. For the first goal scorer, I'm actually going to go with Russell. I think he's going to start his count there and start to hopefully give me those 5 bonus points for the end of the season. And then if he doesn't make an appearance, I'm going to go with Trevor as the backup. For who gets the first assist, I'm going to go with Jack. Again, that's my assist leader.
Delete that one. Yeah.
Delete that. I was like, what's going on there? And then for first yellow, I'm going to go with OC getting the first yellow. I think they're going to be a little nervous to see that. It's going to be a whole different game than what they saw over at Hughes Stadium last year. I mean, that was at Hughes.
Yeah.
Now they're going to be playing at Harhall Park. Different situation. Different atmosphere. All right, Sharon, what do you got?
I'm doing a 2-0. I think we're going to hold them defensively. And I think my first goal scorer, I want to go with Domi. I'm kind of leaning Domi-ish. I want Russell and Trevor to score, but they played passively this game. If you look at who scored, it wasn't either one of them. It was almost like they were drawing the defenders so that other people could score, if you think about watching the game. But Domi, man, he's here. Do I want to see Trevor score? Who scored the most in preseason? It was Rafa. Oh, this is tough. Okay, Domi, backup score is Rafa. First assist, Jack. And the first yellow is Sack. And it's going to be Ricketts if he plays. If not, it's going to be Shane.
All right. Jared.
All right. Now, I know this is probably going to set off all sorts of alarms and celebrations for the Orange and Black podcast, who I'll be making a brief appearance on tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Arizona time. But prove me wrong, Republic. Please prove me wrong. But I'm going to say Orange County 2-1. I mean, I know this sounds like a repeat of, or actually not much of a repeat, a result for the Hughes Stadium game where we end up losing. But as far as our goal, I want to say, who's going to score first for us?
There's so many good options.
Yeah,
there are.
I mean, from Nick to Rafa to so many good options.
You know, I am going to say Trevor opens up the Republic account first. So Trevor Aman is going to be the first one. Yeah, for some reason, if he doesn't do it, you know, I got to go with the Council of Jareds. I got to go with Jared Zimmer for, you know, as a backup on that.
Council of Jareds.
For assists, I'm going to go with Nick Ross. You know, Nick Ross is going to get the first assist.
Nick Ross.
Yeah, and then first yellow. Given the referee situation in the MLS and how that looks going to carry over to us, I'm going to say Sacramento gets the first yellow card. But once again, please prove me wrong.
Yeah, on all of these, we don't care. We want my score line, of course, because we want the shutout. We don't know if Danny Vidiolo is going to be fit to play or if we're going to have Jared in goal.
Mazzola.
Yeah, we don't know if he's going to be in goal or not. Hey, they could bring back Emre Clemente as a goalkeeper. He had to do that one time for us.
But interesting stats stemming from last week. Anytime that the Republic FC have more than one Jared in the lineup, we are currently undefeated. So if anyone's got some spare Southwest Airline points, let me know to get me over there. So that way it's a dead cert that we win. That way we've got three in the building. Exactly.
Three Jareds in the building at least. We don't know who else. If there's a Jared that listens to the podcast, you need to let us know by leaving us a voicemail on our website, which is sacsoccerpod.com. So please jump on that puppy if you're listening to this for the first time and you want to talk to us or leave us a message or whatnot. That's where you'll find the podcast. So I just did the promo for you, Luis. Aren't you so proud of me?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. But yeah, let us know. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Jared's trying to grow the League of Jareds, and there's got to be another Jared in the stadium, right? Like, there's got to be. Yeah.
Anyhow. So
if you are one, send us a message. We might even give you a prize for being the Jared to reach out to us. So
one last colossal of gratitude to poor Jared, our Jared Slaff, is I've butt dialed him using Facebook Messenger video chat. The only time it's ever happened to me, it's been Jared, and it's been through Facebook Messenger. So I one more clause of gratitude for the man to be so, what do you call, nice about the situation.
Yeah, as soon as the call came in, like, I heard, you know, some kind of conversation, so I just got it to my phone. I was like, hello. Jared, you messaged me.
You know what? I think I was hearing something, but you're right. My phone was probably in my pocket. Hopefully, I didn't take you into the bathroom again.
I hope not.
Well, good luck to everyone in this podcast winner dinner competition. You know, we'll see. Well, what happens? We are going to have proxies, by the way, everyone. So don't think that that's going away. In fact, we might have been doing more proxies this season. So, you know, that's our little way of being able to incorporate other people onto our predictions and just to see, you know, change things a bit. So it's not always just us, but we have people representing us every now and then as well. With this new assist category, ooh, watch out. It's going to be a lot of points up for grabs. So the end of the season might not be as close as it was last season. Or who knows, it might be, right? But just another way of being able to gain points. If someone doesn't get the right goal score, you might have gone the assist leader at least, or the person who gets the first assist as well. One more thing that I mentioned at the end of the podcast that I would mention, something that is really good news for everyone, is that we got a restock on our podcast stickers. Sharon and I have a really good chunk of the stickers. Jared will be getting them pretty soon as well. So if you want a sticker, if you haven't gotten one, or if you want a few of them as well to share with friends and family, see us at the game. Again, Sharon and I are at section 105 and we'll be at most of the games. Or there might be some games that I can't go to, but Sharon goes to all the games. So you already know she'll be there with the stickers. So just see us. We're more than happy to give you a sticker or a few more, again, if you want to share them with friends and family there. All right. Sharon, Jared, last final parting words before we say goodnight and see y'all next Saturday.
Hey, I really appreciate Jared jumping on from Tucson. Dude, you are the man. And I know you're in the garage and I know you still have a drive home and it's a different time zone. So appreciate you more than you know. And same with you, Luis, although you're in my time zone and, you know, it's normal. And then next week we all switch and then we're on the same time zone when California springs forward. So that'll be cool for our podcast. But you know what? This season's going to be wonderful. So let's go, supporters, and go Republic.
All right, folks, the wait is nearly over. We got a brand new season coming up in just a matter of days. You know, we take on Orange County. I mean, they've always been a pain in our backside, but let's return the favor and go Republic.
Yeah, and I echo what Sharon said. Thanks, Jared, for sticking around. I know it's almost 10 p.m. for you, and you're out there as well. And just appreciate you guys giving me so much material for that introductory like segment, or the little intro of like teaser that I've been doing now for a while. So it's gonna be a tough one, and sometimes there's one that I already know right off the bat, but this one, there's just, I don't know, it's tough. I might even add multiple. I might even add two, just because there's a lot of good ones there. But again, thank you so much to everyone for listening to the podcast as usual. Again, home opener this Saturday, March 9th, against Orange County at 7 p.m. start time. Get your tickets now if you haven't yet, because I do think it's going to get sold out. As I said earlier, it seems like we are pretty close to that point, and you won't want to miss that game. And we got to be there. We got to be loud. It's the first game of the season. It's our road to hopefully be in first place again, as John Morrissey actually predicted us and being first place, not just in the West, but again, overall. And that's what we want to strive for, because, you know, you want to get that home advantage when it comes to playoff time, and we want to get far, hopefully get to that very last game that we were so close to last season. So I hope everyone has a good morning or good night whenever you're listening to us, and you'll hear us next week here on State of the Republic podcast.
Cue the music. Play that funky music.
I was waiting for Jared to say something to give the chorus.
Well, I can't say the rest of it because you're the one in charge of the music and you're not the white boy. So that's how the rest of the song goes. Play that funky music, white boy. Right, Jared? Isn't that how it goes?
I wouldn't know. I'm Cherokee. Waddell, folks, thank you.
All right, cue the music. How's that?
Yeah, that works.